Okay, let's move on. Let's see, Commissioner Fish has someone queued up on item number 190, I think, so if there's...
Thank you, Mayor. I think you have a consent item.
Let's see. Let's take the consent. Thank you. The pulled consent item first, and then we'll move to 190. So let's take 176, please.
176, appoint Carrie Standley and reappoint Melissa Stewart to the Noise Review Board.
Someone wanted to speak on this item? Come on up.
Good morning, Council, Mayor. My name is Stephen Entwistle. I'm a former heavyweight boxing champion, Golden Gloves, here in Oregon, and also representing Individuals for Justice, Healing Man Sanctuary, and 100 Million Friends. I am speaking on this issue today. This has to do with a continuing noise issue that we have in our city that is not being dealt with at all. It's been ignored. Lives are being ruined, and they're being the health is being ruined due to the city's ineptness to deal with noisy bars and 24-hour cafes. Let me just give you an example real quick. How many folks in here that are left in here have ever been to a sidewalk cafe and sat down and had a beer or whatever? Okay, there's been a few, right? Okay, that's fine and dandy until after 10 o'clock, especially if you have to drive a school bus in the morning. Imagine this. Imagine somebody living in an apartment building and has to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and drive a school bus. Okay, your kids might be on that school bus. But if this city allows the bars and these businesses to keep up the neighbors and to ignore their noise complaints and to go ahead and actually protect themselves from being prosecuted, fined, or so forth. That is the case here, and that has been going on for year after year after year after year after year after year after year. And I've been experiencing this every night. When is the city going to wise up and put the sidewalk cafe inside after 10 o'clock? Why are they allowed to keep up the neighbors all night long, every single day of the week? And you want me to drive your school kids to school? We have a problem here that's not being dealt with, and you're using all the wrong forks for the salads. What's it going to take before somebody wises up and has a heart for the people that live in the neighborhoods that are being affected by all this noise? Anyway, I'll be back on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, anyone else? Then roll call, please, on that item.
Yeah, motion to accept the report.
I'll move.
Sorry, it is a report. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
I want to just note we are actually going to ask the board and the staff to look at our code. It's been a little while since we have. The city is getting denser and therefore getting louder, so it's a real problem. We're also in our office working on something called a late night activity permit. The state has regulation authority over bars and restaurants, but we have some of our own and we haven't used it all. So there are some tools that we haven't used yet, and we're looking into those. Aye.